Cooking is at least as much art as science, but there's less room for error when composing recipes for a cookbook so that others can replicate them. For a handful of food writers, that's where Maxine Bloom comes in, as an independent recipe tester.
To test a recipe, you really go through, you know, is it a half a cup? Should we add another tablespoon of this or that or a teaspoon of this? Or would it be better if we had a little more lemon zest? You know, there's feedback with the author. To some extent.
Bloom got into this small, highly specialized service through the Larkspur cookware store, M&S Bloom, that she and her husband Sid owned for many years. She says her role is not so much trying to improve what's been written as to catch and correct any errors that might have crept in.
Maybe just a word, but you pick up on that. I always read a recipe through, beginning to end, and I might think about it. Gee, that's strange, but I'll see how it finishes, because you're there to test it.
For home cooks, Bloom says, the most troublesome recipes are those that are just too complicated.
Certainly there are recipes that are just too advanced. Best example is there are a bunch of books out there done by chefs of famous restaurants, and those are really not geared to the home cook.
Maxine does her testing only occasionally, and for writers with whom she is friends, such as a Santa Rosa neighbor, Marcy Smothers, and her recently published Snacks, Adventures in Food, Aisle by Aisle.
She's got an impeccable palate, all these years being in the food business, and her husband Sid has an impeccable palate, and I relied on them to tell me the truth. Every time I'd write a recipe, I'd email it to Maxine, whom I call Bubby in the Jewish tradition. And in her home kitchen, like anybody else's home kitchen, she would test the recipe and then she would write back and say, I think it needs more salt or I didn't understand this part. And the best emails I ever got was when her husband Sid said he wanted seconds. And then I knew it was a winner.
Testing, says Smothers, is a vital part of the process of creating a cookbook.
It's very, very important to test recipes because the failure rate, it's been reported as high as 80% in cookbooks. 80%, it's huge.
And she speaks from experience.
Once there was a gigantic mistake in one of my favorite recipes, Little Necks and Long Necks. It's clams steamed with beer in a long neck bottle of your choice with shallots and chorizo. But I had not written, cook the chorizo before you add it to the clams. So she took the raw chorizo and added them to the clams, just the amount of time that the clams would steam, about 3 minutes. She didn't even want to write to me about it. It was so horrible. She had to call me and tell me how bad it was. I said, didn't you cook it? She said, you didn't say to cook it. And that's right. It's her job to catch that.
But the dialogue between author and tester goes both ways, Bloom adds, and can even include an after-the-fact survey.
One of the authors had a very wise list of things to go down. And one of her questions was, would you make this again? And sometimes I said yes, and sometimes I said maybe not.
In those cases, she says, it mostly comes down to personal taste rather than professional tasting. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.